what's going on? Heading to work? Uh-oh. You on vacation?
Mandatory. Now I'm headed home for my mother's house. Had to... Took tonight off. Had to help out with some issues.
Uh-oh. Everything okay?
Yes, it's just another family member that, one of my siblings that we're working out some issues with.
All right, enough said, enough said. Now, we just got done with an install. I'm heading home.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Been under the house most of the day, but at least it's not freezing cold and not raining on me.
Well, I hope you're doing well, you and your wife, and haven't heard you in a... Haven't talked to you, spoken to you in a little while.
Oh, you just missed me on the radio. You know, I'm on from time to time. It's just our time slots because, you know, you work at nights and stuff. I guess we just, when you're sleeping, I'm awake.
That is true. And, yeah, not much activity in the evening time. Everybody's eating dinner or doing their thing.
Have some Monty Python, work all night and sleep all day, something like that.
All night, sleep a little bit in the day.
That's a lot there. You know, make sure you get enough sleep. But your run isn't too difficult, right? I mean, you're just basically dropping and hooking at UPS.
Yeah, the longest I drive would be about 2.5 hours, but I even stop in the middle of that, so for a little bit.
Oh, that's good. That's good. They always taught you, you know, get out after 4 hours or so and, you know, just kind of get the blood moving off your butt. You know, you sit too long and you got to get that blood moving.
It helps to move around.
Right. I mean, heck, you know, and many times when I hold freight for that year, you know, you come out of Laredo or something and you're like 6 hours in, like, I got to get out of the truck for a minute. You'd be surprised. It, you get out and just walk around for a few minutes, get a cup of coffee or something, and, you know, it kind of wakes you up a little.
Super cab, I could put it on cruise control and get up and walk around in the back for a couple of minutes.
You know, I had a nice sleeper, you know. But you're talking, you know, I had a 2002 tractor. It didn't have all the brains that the new ones do. I was behind the wheel either.
Not quicker than me. I didn't even get a chance to think about that. But no. And by the way, I was joking. I don't get up and walk around while I'm driving. I understand how cruise control works. Just for anybody that's listening.
Pilot, right?
That is in the manuals in some of those RVs. The cruise control is not autopilot.
New vehicles that are coming out are pretty much self-driving now. The EVs.
I think if they ever get to the point where what I do becomes self-driving, that'll be time, definitely. If I'm still working at that point, it'll be time to leave.
I don't want a self-driving car, or, you know. Anyway, let's not even bring that up.
Oh, easily traffic is terrible in the afternoon. I don't come down this way during the afternoon very often.
Well, I'm on Brushy Creek here in Greer. So it's pretty good. I'm going to, you know where I live, I take Brushy Creek to bunk. I'm up to Taylor's Road and home, so that's where I'm at.
Everybody's way yesterday out Greer. We went to the Target there to pick up something and came down Wade Hampton. I was like, oh, these are all the roads that all these guys on the radio talk about.
Even Travelers, right?
Travelers Rest up in Cleveland.
Yeah, you up off of Highway 11 or something up there? Yeah, we went up to, the wife and I forget what day it was, last week, we went up to Sassafras Mountain, and we were going to do some nighttime photography, some sunset photography, but it got bitterly cold. Never been up there before. That's a pretty nice place. It's a nice little observation area.
Really nice. They've done a nice job. I've been up there before they built that, and you can still see, but not like it is now. It is a beautiful observation area. It's worth going up there.
Oh, absolutely. It's nice that they built it half in North Carolina, half in South Carolina.
Get a chore going up there, and your vehicle will work, but at least it's paved all the way up.
No, it's definitely nice. It's definitely nice. Like I said, the evening that we were there, it was just a little too chilly and a little too windy, so I'm going to wait for a nice warm day and go back up.
It gets warm as it usually turns hazy. If you can get up there right after a good rain, you know, if we have a rain front that goes through and then the next day it's always a lot clearer, that's probably a good time to do it when it's warm.
Oh, okay. That's good advice. Good advice. Thank you.
11, like past Table Rock, you come out to 11 from up where you are?
Yeah, we take 14 to 11, and then we head all the way out. We make that right turn by that hot dog place, go past the, I guess you go to that second gas station, you make a right, and you head up.
You passed not far from where I live. I don't know if you know where Aunt Sue's is, but if you get down to Table Rock, we're about 5 miles before the entrance to Table Rock. Maybe not even that far.
Oh, Aunt Sue's, the ice cream place? How is that place? We're wanting to stop there.
We haven't, since we moved up there, we don't go there. But used to take the kids up there for ice cream. We've eaten dinner there before. It's pretty good.
Is it kind of like home cooking type food or home style or anything in particular we should eat or not eat?
Sandwiches. I think we ate lunch the last time, and it's changed hands a couple of times in all the years. Not recently, but I really couldn't tell you what the menu is now. I drive by it every day. I just don't stop in there.
Yeah, you live too close to it. Yeah, I think we're going to do Andy's tonight. Tonight's our Monday night ice cream night.
Yeah, we live, turn up there by Aunt Sue's. We live back in there, so. But like I said, you know, if I'm that close, we're going to go home and eat, you know. Might as well.
Yeah, we go to the clock right in town from time to time, right on Point Set, which is like literally 10 minutes from my house, not even.
And she does really well at it, and she says she's trying to keep me healthy, so she doesn't want me eating out a lot, so you know how that is.
Oh, I understand. My wife is an excellent cook also. We have the same mindset, but once in a while I cook. And when she asked me what I'm making, I said, I'm making reservations. How's that?
And how did you tell him you're cooking?
Yeah. Hey, I got to give my wife a break once in a while, you know. I can't make her cook every day. Anyway, KB2HX, that's mobile for ID.
Okay, just saw a FedEx truck that was turning into a parking lot and caught the bumper on the ground behind them, and they're stuck. And somebody's got a pickup truck hooking up to them, trying to pull them free.
Oh, my God, a DOT bumper got stuck?
Turn in. That happened to me one time years ago, back in the 90s. And I didn't realize my bumper was so low. It put me on a new route. I was a new driver, made a right turn, and the corner of it caught.
Oh, man. One of the things that happened to me down in Florida one time was I went into this neighborhood to go load, and when I got done loading, of course, my truck is heavy now, and on the outside, you know, on the out lane, they had these humps, and my belly boxes got just a little hung up. I had to get out and pump up my airbags to get off those rises on the road.
Because I didn't get hardly any of that. It's my fault, or it's my location.
Problem. It's a little noisy where I'm at too. I'm here on Buncombe in intersection of Buncombe and 29 Wade Hampton.
I'm here on Highway 8 between Easley and Pickens. Should be getting clear. Should be coming out of it. But everything you said, you were going into a neighborhood, and that's all I heard.
Problem, Shane. Hang on 1 second. Hang on. Better. I'm moving now.
But it's good now.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, no, I was saying that my trailer got hung up one time because the moving trailer's got those belly boxes that are real low, and I got hung up on one of those speed humps in a development down in Florida, and I had to get out and pump up my airbags. I had to disconnect the level valve and pump it up to get out.
Yeah, that's... We have a couple of Macs that you can actually hit the button the opposite way, and it'll raise the airbags even higher. Not that we really need to, but I like that. Some of the newer ones, they'll dump, but they won't raise up.
Yeah, I can dump the airbags. I could have dumped the airbags on the tractor, and then you go out and you pull the little button on the trailer and dump those, too. It was helpful when you're loading cars.
Anyway, I got a phone call. My wife's calling me back, and let me let you go. N4ZLK, 73.
All right, Shane, have a good night. N4ZLK, KB2HXS.